It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment and CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. That's Mr. Josh Durrell joining us over the phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Durrell. How are you today?
I'm doing great this morning, Duke. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Really appreciate the call and the update from the Wyoming Business Council and what you guys are working on and what our local business community could take advantage of here. And, you know, Mr. Durrell, let's start out with just the structure and strategy of the Wyoming Business Council. Give us an overview of what the Business Council is for and what you guys do for business communities throughout Wyoming.
Yeah, you bet. And so, you know, Duke, what it really comes down to is it is our goal to develop a resilient economy so that, you know, really no matter what individual sector is up to or whether there's ups or downs, that we and our local communities, their businesses can thrive no matter what. And so what we're really trying to do is develop programs, to develop funding mechanisms, and to develop policy that make it easy for people to do business here and to grow. And so whether that's businesses coming from out of state and relocating here, or it's businesses that are in our communities now, helping them grow and address new markets and become more resilient, it's really our goal to develop those policies and funding mechanisms to do so. And you know, we work closely with the legislature to do that.
You know what, it's got to kind of be a difficult task because you look at Wyoming's landscape economically and you have very rural markets like in Lincoln County on our side of the state where it's small populations, but then you have some of the larger populations and larger corporations. So I'm sure you try and keep the small mom and pop businesses in part of the conversation as you do this. Is that correct?
Well, absolutely. And one of the ways that we do that and sort of what I'll call those hometown businesses or mom and pop businesses that we have, what we do is we work with what's called the Small Business Development Center and through the University of Wyoming. And that group is really intended to help those local businesses that support some of those things so that we can work on developing industry level businesses and bring in those other businesses that are maybe primary employers. And so, you know, you think about some of the rural places, and as you mentioned, without those primary employers, some of the big energy companies or power plants, those folks could really struggle. So we really focus there. And then we do provide assistance through the Small Business Development Center. But Duke, what you mentioned, you know, sort of this idea that we have a pretty, I wouldn't say super diverse, but we have, you know, we have natural resources that we depend on. We have tourism that we depend on, and we have agriculture that we depend on. And those are really the big three for us. And they will continue to be into the future. But what we want to do is figure out how do we leverage our strengths in those areas to develop new parts of the economy that make us more resilient. Because what we have found over the years, especially with our dependence on energy, which we all love and it's something that we're very, very famous for and happy to do, but that has a cyclical nature that can be pretty tough. And so if we can develop some of these other portions of the economy, maybe in the knowledge sector and the technology and the light manufacturing, some of these areas that are maybe a little less impacted by the ups and downs of energy, then I think what we develop is sort of the best of both worlds and have that resilience that our communities could really, you know, really help to make them grow and survive through the tough times.
Speaking with Josh Durrell this morning, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, you talked about developing that. Let's talk about the ARPA funds, these federal ARPA funds coming to Wyoming, and Governor Gordon saying that, you know what, if future generations are going to have to pay for these funds that are coming to us, then he wants what we do with this money to benefit the future generations. And so as you get that direction as a Wyoming Business Council and try to incorporate those goals, walk us through the process on the decision-making on what to do with these ARPA funds.
Yeah, great question. And it is a great opportunity for us. I think these are funds that we're not going to see in our lifetime, maybe a few generations. It's going to be tough to see them again. So taking full advantage of them is important. And the way we've been looking at it is there are really two different categories of problems that we face. And I look at it as there's technical problems. Those are really like simple problems that we know the answer to. And then there are more complex problems that are really structural. And maybe we're going to have to take a completely different approach. And so I'll cover the technical problems and how we're going about those first. And I'll give you an example. We have a number of projects that are in the works right now that are being built out and that the state has devoted funds to do. And those projects are going to be good economic benefit. But because the costs rose so dramatically in 2020 and 2021, those projects are at risk of not getting completed. And so one of the technical solutions is let's take some of that ARPA money and devote it to finishing those projects so that we can get the economic benefit, right? Simple problem. We know we don't have enough money, put some money and resources toward it. It finishes off those projects. Now we're kind of lucky in that that's a simple fix, right? But there are some other problems that are a lot more complex. And so we're going to address those by doing some smaller investments to fully understand and to test some things out and try to see what the solution might be so that then we can invest more later on with more knowledge. And what I mean by that is, for example, to try to understand what the economics say that Wyoming can and should do, not necessarily what we just want to do, because we need to understand the economic landscape of the nation, of the world, so that we can best fit into that and really leverage our strengths. And so we've been working with a group at Harvard called the Growth Lab to develop a process that will allow us to make sure that we're doing the right things economically, whether that be policy, whether that be funding mechanisms, or whether that be even promotion of the things that we do, so that we can address economic challenges and in either invite companies to be here or help companies expand into the right areas that will make us more resilient. That's a more complex problem because it's not just a simple solution. And so we really focused on those two areas as ways to address the immediate needs and then for the future. And I think that's what you'll see in a lot of these in the governor's proposal.
Mr. Durrell, you mentioned, of course, the energy and fossil fuels industries in Wyoming, and Lincoln County is right in the mix of all of that with, of course, you know, what's the future of coal going to be and what's natural gas? And then we're seeing solar coming into Lincoln County. And then, of course, yes, the nuclear energy project. And so ARPA funds, how is the Wyoming Business Council working with the energy, future energy production in Wyoming, specifically happening right in our backyard in Lincoln County?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the areas that we really looked at is what's the energy of the future? And it's not to abandon what has made us great because we want to keep those going as long as possible. And so we've put some things together in the proposal that look at energy of the future because we do have, and the Wyoming Energy Authority, is a great example of this. They're looking at all of the above because we do see ourselves as the energy producers of the future. What is that energy that we produce? What produces it is going to be a mix. And I think you're right. Lincoln County is an excellent example of a great opportunity with the nuclear power plant. And how does that change things? And how can we fully leverage it so that it's not just a nuclear power plant, which is going to be an enormous boon for that area? It's a great thing for Wyoming to be at the center of all of this. But how do we have it be an industry that we are part of for the long haul and for the nuclear power plants that are built all over the country? I think that's the exciting piece. And some of the investments that we're making or we're proposing to make really set us up for that. And the other part that is pretty interesting, especially around energy, there are going to be more funds coming at these different industries in the bipartisan infrastructure law, the bill. That money is coming, but that money is competitive. So we've got to invest the money so that we can be in a position to take advantage of more of those funds that are coming. Again, whether that be, you know, carbon capture, utilization, and storage, or whether that be hydrogen hubs, whether that be nuclear, we've got to be in a position where we can show that we've made an investment and that we're far enough along so that more investment makes sense in the bill. And so I think that's really what we're saying is how do we invest in these things now and how do we make sure that we're looking at the energy of the future so that we can take advantage of them fully.
Mr. Durrell, I know there's so many other bullet points here that we could go over with the ARPA funds, agriculture development, entrepreneurship, economic development, and revitalization studies. What's the best way for someone to maybe track the progress on this? Is this kind of a legislative thing, or what's the best way for someone to keep keep kind of in the know on the ARPA funds with the business council?
Yeah, so there are a few ways. Obviously, our website, our newly launched website at wyomingbusiness.org, is one area to understand the programs that we're working on and understand what we're up to. But I think it's also important to pay attention to the way the governor and the legislature is working together to utilize these ARPA funds. So the governor has made a proposal for, you know, to survive, drive, and thrive, and then working with legislature to come up with the full plan. And really, I think that collaboration is important. I think it's important for all of us to work together on that. So I think staying in touch with the legislative process in the coming weeks and months is going to be really important to that.
And one final question I wanted to ask is broadband expansion. And we've seen that in Lincoln County with Silver Star and now All West Communications. Yeah. And they're both continuing to work. What's the latest in broadband in the state of Wyoming?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we call goal number four. And that's it really is. We want to make sure that Wyomingites are connected when it comes to telehealth and education and business. Those three areas are critically important for us to have good broadband. And so we are right now, we're kind of in a phase where we're trying to understand exactly what we have. As you mentioned, we've made about a $50 million investment in 2020 to expand broadband. And so now what we're doing is we're saying, okay, let's remap everything. Let's take a look at where we have coverage, where we have gaps, and try to understand the best, you know, way to solve those problems. At the same time, there's a whole lot of money, again, coming in through these different funding mechanisms from the feds that are coming in at different times. And so we're trying to stage ourselves up so that we can take the money from these, from the FCC, from the bill, and apply it in the best places that will make a bigger impact. And so right now we're kind of in an information gathering phase, trying to understand what the map looks like and where there are gaps and where there are places that we're doing okay, and where to apply that funding and help providers do that. Ultimately, you're right, the providers step up and you know, we might help with the money to build that stuff out, but then they've got to step up and continue to develop their networks. And so it's a good partnership.
That's Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Mr. Durrell, thank you so much for your time and for these updates. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air?
You know, no, Duke, I think it's great that you're allowing us to spend some time and talk with folks. We just want to make sure that folks understand that economic development, it takes some time to do it, but if we do it right, it will really secure Wyoming's future. And so thanks for having us.
That's CEO Josh Durrell with the Wyoming Business Council. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.